You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by University of Dallas head coach Bob Howard. And coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Sure.
Coach, give us a brief recap, especially for those fans of the SCAC in particular who may not be used to the University of Dallas now that you're coming on board. Give us a brief recap and where you think you're heading in 2011.
We're coming off of a season in which we went 26-11, played some decent competition, played some difficult competition, played some easy competition, so had a fair amount of success. Team had good chemistry. We obviously have some talented players. We're not an elite team by any means, but I think we're decent. Where we go from here, we hope to continue building. The SCAC is a very strong offensive team, or a very strong volleyball conference, and so from that we know we have a challenge ahead of us, and we anticipate meeting the challenge and competing at that level.
Coach, what is the mood like around your team, around campus, knowing that you may have played some of the various SCAC teams before in non-conference? What's the mood like knowing that you'll be playing some of these teams a lot more now in the conference schedule?
I think we look forward to the challenge. The SCAC is a very strong conference, especially in volleyball. But even in all sports, I think it sets a standard for what is success. It's a new standard for us, a higher standard than we've had as an independent. But I think everybody is looking forward to the challenge.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. Today we're joined by Bob Howard, University of Dallas head coach. Coach, how has camp been going as you gear up and prepare for the 2011 season?
I think preseason is going well. We've been able to avoid major injuries so far. I think our returning players have picked up where they left off. We have some new players coming in who we figure will contribute. So I think the thing now is to blend all the pieces together and get everybody ready to compete at the high level of SCAC play.
Coach, you mentioned earlier about the successful season that Dallas had last year in their final years as an independent. How much does that give your team any bit of momentum going into to the SCAC, knowing that the SCAC is a pretty strong volleyball league? And if so, how does that help you guys prepare?
I don't think there's a lot of momentum as a team going from year to year, but I think individually players that had successful years are building on that. They know what they do well. And so I think from that, as we get more and more players who have that level of confidence, that gives us confidence as a team.
Coach, what will be the keys for Dallas in continuing another successful season on top of the 2010? What are going to be some of the major keys that you're focusing here on in preseason?
I think the most important thing is to outscore the other team.
Coach, for those of us, or for those fans who may not be familiar with Dallas, who are some of the players that you're expecting to have big things and expecting big contributions from on the court this year?
We have four returners that we feel like help us succeed. Teresa Woolman, 6-foot outside hitter, junior from St. Louis, Missouri. Florissant is the actual town, St. Louis area. We expect good things from Teresa. Danielle Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, is a 6-foot right side player from St. Charles, which is also in the St. Louis area. Danielle is a 3-year starter. We expect good things from Danielle. Setter Amanda Kitten from West Texas, town of Slayton, directs our offense, does a good job of distributing the ball. We expect good things from her. Senior Liz Baska from Tonganoxie, Kansas, is a middle hitter for us and really provides us with good play in a lot of different areas beyond middle blocker. She also supports playing in the back row and playing defense, so she's an all-around player.
Coach, last question for you, and we'll let you get out of here. But touch briefly on Dallas's schedule before you jump into the conference portion of the schedule. I know you guys open up the season September 1st, hosting Texas Dallas before continuing to host then the University of Dallas Invitational. Talk a little bit about that schedule here in 2011.
We'll start off the season by playing a couple tournaments and then some local matches. In those, there will be some challenging teams in those. We start off the season, of course, with UT Dallas, who's nationally ranked. moving up in our tournament. We have Centenary, which is a very strong team coming off of a scholarship situation, so they still have scholarship players. We go to Austin College Tournament, which again has some of the strongest teams in the American Southwest Conference in there. So those will all be challenging for us. But they're good measuring sticks to tell us how far we've come and to give us knowledge of areas that we need to continue to improve in.
University of Dallas head volleyball coach Bob Howard. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Best of luck during the 2011 season.